10.
Larry, have you received and disabled the player waiver yet?
Have not. We put in for it, and we're just waiting for the league to make their decision.
Where were both of you? What were you both doing when Paul was injured? Were you watching or doing something else?
Yeah, I was watching. I don't know about Frank. But.
I was not watching. I was on vacation, and my phone started blowing up text messages.
Yeah. Where were you on vacation?
St. Martin.
Oh. Must be nice.
How'd that impact your vacation?
We're leaving the next day. Certainly devastating news. But thankfully, you know, everything since then has fallen in line for best case scenarios. A full recovery is expected, and we're wishing Paul the best.
Obviously, this was a bit of a baseball bat between the eyes, and you guys have had to recover from it mentally. What have you been able to formulate a plan moving forward? Has the plan changed? Is there a new approach now to this year and beyond?
Well, I don't think so right now. We had dinner last night with Sean Marion. We're trying to gauge his interest in coming here. We think he can help us, but we also know that we're not going to replace Paul. You just can't replace Paul George. Is our expectations lowered any? I don't think so. I think that we're going to compete hard. We're going to do our best to make the playoffs that's always one of our goals. And just compete on a consistent basis. But I can sit up here and try to sugarcoat it all you want me to, but you just can't replace Paul George.
Larry, from what you've been told, is there any chance Paul returns late this coming season, or is he definitely out for this coming season?
We haven't. No one's told us he's going to be out for the whole year, but we're, I think our conversations, me and the coach's conversation is we're sort of expecting him to be out all year, but we really don't know. I know we had a couple guys in the league that had similar injuries, and they came back 100%. So if he can play, he's going to play. If he can play at a high level, he wants to play. But we'll just see how it goes.
Assuming you do get the exception, are you still under the impression you can't go over the tax?
We'll never go over the tax. I mean, I sit at him, and my owners told me that that's a place he don't want to go. And we'll do whatever we can to stay under.
Real quick, is Paul back in town yet, or is he still in Vegas?
Yeah, he's here. He's back about a week now. I think it was last Tuesday he came back.
And how would you describe his spirits and everything else?
Well, Coach has been over to see him. I haven't yet. I know the transition from been in the hospital, getting home, and learning how to use crutches and taking baths and all that, it takes time. So I'll probably get up there in the next few days. I have texts back and forth with him, but Coach has been up to see him. So I'm sure he's up and down. It's a long process. It was a major injury. But when I can't tell over text, but he seems in good spirits.
Yeah, he's in really good spirits. Obviously, frustrated that he's not going to be able to play this year. About the road ahead, it's going to be a tough process for him recovering from this. But I think he's encouraged that, like we said, that a full recovery is expected. And it's just going to be a matter of time and a lot of work to get back.
Frank, if the roster is what it is in October, can you guess what your starting lineup would be now?
No, it's too early for that. But I've got a lot of good options. We've got a lot of good options. We've brought in a couple of free agents in Rodney Stuckey and C.D. Miles, who are starter level guys. We're all really high on what Solomon Hill can do for us this year. Adamo Rudez, Chris Copeland are our options. So we've got a lot of options, and I'm excited to see how it plays out.
Larry, you've talked about for a few years now about keeping your core together. This summer, you've lost two starters, two of those core members. How does that change the Pacers?
Well, obviously, when you lose two key players, it changes. There's no question about that, and two very good pieces. But in Lance's case, I feel very strongly that we made a great offer to him. He's a free agent, and he chose to move on. It's tough, but it's part of the business. And in Paul's case, it's just something that happened that obviously we didn't want to happen. But to break the team up and tear it down is it's tough. It's tough building these teams to get the pieces you want. So when you get them, you want to keep them.
Larry, as you were watching that game, did you have a sense when it happened that it was going to be that bad? What were the next couple of hours like for you as you tried to ascertain what exactly happened?
First of all, he didn't give up on the play. You know, we always say don't give up on the play. But when he went down and I seen the doctor go over and put a towel over him and one of the players walked away, I knew it wasn't good. And, you really worry about the young man. You guys know Paul as well as I do. He's a great young man. He cares. He works very hard. He cares about the city, the franchise, and when you know something like that happened, you have to take a step back and look at everything. And just unfortunate, very unfortunate.
Frank, obviously last year the offense kind of shifted toward Paul and Lance in terms of running things through your wings, and that's going to – I would guess that you're looking more at going back to a smash-mouth type approach. Have you sort of figured out tactically how things will have to change?
I don't think we really got a lot away from – trying to play through our bigs inside. You know, I think we had, we definitely put the ball in Lance and Paul's hands, a lot more last season because of the success they were having. But we got more than enough guys that are capable of stepping up. And now we'll play through David and Roy probably more. But, I think George Hill's going to have a big year as well. He was asked to defer a lot of last year, to Paul and to Lance. And I think he was capable of doing a lot more than he showed. And I think he's going to step up. But like I said, we've got plenty of other guys. Stuckey and C.J. Miles have shown they've got offensive firepower. And it's going to be a team approach, though.
Larry, there was a report over the weekend that a trade was offered to Phoenix involving Roy Hibbert. Any truth to that?
Really?
Or is he being shopped around at all?
Well, like I always say, when people are 2,000 miles away and they start rumors, it's pretty hard for me to sit here and really talk about him. So I never heard that one, so maybe you can tell me something I don't know.
Don Sloan's contract's guaranteed on Friday. Have you decided with him yet?
Yeah, we're picking it up. Yeah.
Larry, did you come away with your conversations from Marion that you still have a chance to sign him? And can you, without the certainty of knowing you're going to get the player disability, can you sign him?
Yeah, we can sign him. What I came away with is he's undecided where he wants to play or what he wants to do. But he did say that he would like to be on a contender and try to win a championship. So I know he's talked to Cleveland. We didn't talk about Cleveland, but I know he's been there. And I don't know who else he's talked to. But I came away with the feeling that he wants to be on a championship team, a team that's got a chance to win it. But he knows that we're probably not going to do nothing for a while, and he has a place here if he wants to come.
Frank, do you see a scenario where George Hill plays more of the two, maybe Stuckey at the point and some other?
Of course. I think there's a lot of flexibility, at all the perimeter positions. I think George Hill, playing the one, gives us an elite point guard defender and helps us establish, our defensive-minded identity. But certainly he's more than capable of playing the two, either alongside, C.J. Watson. I don't want to get my C.J.'s confused now. Or Stuckey, or there's a lot of combinations that we could use there.
I'm curious for both of you, how long did it take for you to sort of get over that initial depression and upset and move into, holy crap, what are we going to do now? What's plan B?
Well, I don't know if we're over it yet. But we have moved on, and we know that there's a possibility he might not play all year. So you never know what's going to happen. But we'll try to put a competitive team out there, a team that we think can play at a high level, and go from there. It's just unfortunate. It's bad enough for the franchise, but I feel sorry for Paul because I know how hard he works, how excited he was about playing for his country. It's a great experience playing with Kevin Durant and all the guys. You get better by doing that, and that's all he cared about, is trying to get better.
Frank, much like we saw with Paul when Granger went down, and even Lance later on, could you see something with Solomon sort of taking over as much as he could and becoming a different player this next year, like you guys have both talked about?
There's no question. You know, I mean, he's going to get his opportunity this year, and I mean, he's working his tail off right now. You know, he had an unfortunate injury right before summer league, but you know, we thought he was going to be the best player, one of the best players in the summer league. And you know, I already know that he's capable of being an elite defender, and he's working extremely hard on his offensive game. And you know, we have high hopes for him. You know, so I think he's really going to be a really solid contributor for us this year.
Do you guys have plans to get together before the season, the entire team, sort of like you did last year?
No, we're not doing that this year.
And one other thing for Larry, going into this season, being Frank at the end of it, his contract, would you have any thoughts of perhaps knowing what he's getting into, of
Frank,
thinking about?
Frank's sitting right here.
Right.
Okay. I didn't know if you noticed, but you know, that's something that you know, you sit down with your owner, you talk about. I never was worried about anybody going into their last year. You know, last year during the playoffs, they were coming out saying he's coaching for his coaching life. I didn't buy that, but we'll see what happens here in the next few weeks. Me and Herbie has not sat down and even discussed it yet.
Larry, what do you say to Pacers fans who may feel like the season is lost before it even starts?
Well, you know, that's the first thing you probably think of. We don't really look at it that way. We think we're going to put a competitive team out there. We're going to play hard. We're going to develop our young guys. And everyone's going to get an opportunity to show us what they could do. And I think we'll be an exciting team. I think we got four guys that we brought in that's going to help us. We picked up Sean Winnington, which was injured, didn't get to play in the summer league, but we think he's going to be a pretty good player for us down the road. So we got a lot of things to look forward to, and you know, we have our draft choices this year. And but my goal is to win as many games as we possibly can and get in the playoffs. I know some of our fans would rather us go a different direction, but we're here to win. We're going to try to win.
Frank, the complexion of the Eastern Conference has dramatically changed this summer. Does that make an opportunity still there for you guys?
Of course. I mean, you know, obviously some teams on paper, look to be near the top when you look at what Cleveland's doing and what Chicago's doing. But, you know, like I said, we have enough. We've got a winning culture here, you know, an approach that comes to bring it every single night, be the hardest playing team in the NBA, and I think we're going to surprise some teams. I think those fans that think the season's over before it started are very wrong, and I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised with the grit and toughness that we play with this year, and I think we're going to be able to compete with the best.
Larry, other than perhaps using a disabled player exception or filling Paul George's spot, do you feel like you're done, or are you still out there kind of exploring potential moves?
You're always looking, you know. We've pinpointed some players that we're looking at, even for next year. You know, our work's never done. We're always looking for players. And if we can improve the roster, we will try to do that.
Has there been any discussion? You said that there's a chance that you could be out for the year, and you guys don't really expect it. But if you did, it's April, May, March, somewhere in there. Have you talked about a plan? Try and bring them back at that point, or if you just let them sit out?
Well, I think that's up to our medical staff, our doctors, and probably Paul. You know, he's going to be out of shape. He's got to get in shape. We would never put him in a position where he didn't feel comfortable. And Paul knows his body as well as anyone. And we got great medical staff, great training staff, and it'd probably be up to them more so than men coach, because I've been in that situation. I know how tough it is to come back when you're out for a long period of time, but if he can play and he's healthy enough to play, he'll play. That's how we do things here. If our doctors think he's going to play at 60-70%, no, we won't do that.
I know international basketball has been important to you. A lot of people are saying now that they wouldn't want their players in international basketball. What are your feelings now about having guys play FIBA ball?
I personally think that it's good for these young men. They're a brand now. and they get an opportunity to showcase their talents all over the world. I just think it's a great opportunity to play for your country. I think anytime you're called upon and you have an opportunity to do that, you should do it. I support USA Basketball, always have and always will, but I also understand the other side of it. And it's unfortunate that this is going to bring everything to the forefront again about USA Basketball. And it's not a good situation, but it happened, and move on. But I support what Jerry Colangelo is trying to do. We send our best, and I like that. You send your best players to play in the Olympics and in the World Cups and everything else. If you're going to play in them, send your best if you can.
Larry, Frank, both, in the process of doing what you have to do for this year to make the best of it, will you also keep an eye, how much of an eye will you keep on 15-16 when Paul comes back and making sure that you have pieces in place then when you can sort of be whole again?
Well, you're always trying to put the best product you possibly can out there. We have a lot of guys that contracts will be up. There's some guys can opt out, so you never know what's going to happen, but we're starting to look at all that right now. We're always looking ahead. We always try to look 2 or 3 years down the road, whatever happens, we'll be competitive. We know that. But losing to Paul George is definitely going to hurt you for a while, but when he comes back, we'll make sure you have the pieces around him.
Are there any plans to have wear a patch or anything like that during the season for him? Or any way of honoring
him? He's still alive.
Any way to honor him?
Nah, I don't think we're going to do that. We'll just pat him on the back every once in a while.
Sorry. Larry, can you give us, so Paul is home now, he's not in a hospital, and can you?
No, he's home.
He's home, okay. And can you give us just, I know you guys aren't doctors, but some kind of medical update on, is he in a hard cast, how long he's going to be in a hard cast, anything you can tell us medically?
I think he's in a splint.
Yeah, he's not in a hard cast. He's getting around, crutches okay, and he's ready to play the waiting game.
Is Paul going to speak this week?
We are hopeful.
Oh, okay.
So are we.
Have either you guys talked with or met with the other players to sort of let them know that the message is what you're telling us today, that to encourage and bolster them, get lift their spirits?
Of course, especially the guys that are going to get more opportunity, to reach out to those guys. And this is you never want an injury, but you got to make the best of any situation. So there's going to be some guys that are able to develop more because of this, much like Paul and Lance were able to develop when Danny was out. So, those guys will make the best of it, and, we're certainly, maintaining a message that, we're competing to win this year.
Frank, you sort of answered a little bit of what I wanted to ask you about, but do you have to go into this season because it was such a visible injury and to such a top player, kind of worrying a little bit more about guys' mental psyches? And I don't mean that as a rip, just it's a pretty traumatic thing to go through.
No. I don't think you can ever worry about playing, not to get hurt. I think that's when you get hurt. So I think guys are going to come out and compete and play and not think about it.
Larry, also, beyond the fact that the horrible injury and what impact that has on Paul, from the franchise standpoint, could have happened at a worse time in regards to getting ready for this season.
Exactly. The timing was not good.
Never a good time for this.
No, never a good time, but especially in, I guess it was early August. It makes it more difficult, there's no question. Because everybody's got their team pretty well set right now. There's not a lot of talk going on throughout the league that we're hearing, but we're still making calls and doing things and trying to be active.
Anything else? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.